It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Archery and crossbow deer hunting season is underway. The State Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, it publishes safety tips for hunters like treat every bow and crossbow as if it were loaded. Always point them in a safe direction. Join in on archery and crossbow season, your experiences with the opener 5 days ago, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Mike Brust is here, WASA director for the Wisconsin Bow Hunters Association. The organization's mission is to promote, preserve, and protect the sport for over 80 years. Mike, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you.
Good morning. Last year, bow and crossbow hunters harvested nearly 100,000 deer. That's down from a 2020 peak of over 113,000 we saw there in COVID. What conditions are hunters facing this year?
Well, so far, so good. There are places in the state where there are quite a few deer and other places where there aren't so many, but we had a relatively mild winter up here, so we're hopeful that the population will be stable.
And you went hunting over the opening weekend. How did it go?
Actually, I've been out a couple times, including last evening.
Oh, okay.
At this point in the season, I'm more just kind of trying to figure out what the deer patterns are and things like that. But I've seen a couple does, but we don't have a lot of deer up here in north central Wisconsin. So just seeing a deer is kind of a bonus, but it's the season goes on till into November, so hopefully I'll have some chances in that time.
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, when does it really get serious for you? When does it kind of heat up?
Well, by about the middle of October, the bucks are more active, and even the does are a little more active. But it's really too warm now for. I don't have a walk-in cooler, and if I shoot a deer, one of the main things I'm interested in is the meat from the deer, and when it's this warm, or at least as of yesterday when it was that warm, there is a risk of losing some of the meat to spoilage. So that's another reason I'm not real serious about it until it cools down a little bit also.
How do you recommend practicing to gear up for the season and really master your shot execution before you go out? Do you practice before the season?
I do. I practice quite a bit. In fact, Wisconsin Bowhunters Association had our annual broadhead shoot at the beginning of the month, and got to practice there. I also practice at Rib Mountain Bowman throughout the summer. So, yeah, I practice quite a bit. I shoot a recurve bow instinctively, so it's a little more of a challenge to keep in shape and practice so that I am accurate when the season comes around. I for probably 30 years I did shoot a compound with sights, but I switched back 6 or 7 years ago just to make it a little more challenging, give me a little more excuse to be out hunting.
and just for context, you've been a hunter for more than a half century. And I think that really gives you some perspective, because Wisconsin held its first bow hunting season in 1934, and your association really reflects the heritage and tradition, you know, looking at Roy Case and Aldo Leopold. Can you help us understand a little bit of the tradition?
Absolutely. Wisconsin Bowhunters is the oldest state bowhunting organization in the country and actually the largest. And it was started back in 1941 by people like Roy Case and Aldo Leopold and others that really tried to convince the DNR, the Conservation Department at that time, that it is a viable alternative to firearms hunting, and it was also developed to, like you said, preserve and protect sport, and really at that time kind of to introduce it to the public. And so one of the big things that our organization has been very, very strong about is making sure that we protect the ethics of the sport, because if it's considered something that's not ethical, it really wouldn't be accepted by the public, and it was. But one of the things that was a concern at first is an arrow wouldn't dispatch a deer cleanly, and clearly that's been shown not to be the case. So it's an organization that has thrived throughout over 80 years, and is still doing well.
We're discussing the bow hunting season in Wisconsin, the history of it as well. Mike Brust is here, WASA Director of the Wisconsin Bow Hunters Association. You can join in 800-642-1234. Mike, along those lines, some say that bow hunting is a more humane type of sport hunting because it pits the hunter against the animal on more equal ground. I wonder how you see it.
Well, like I say, I switched. I started out hunting with a recurve before compound bows were actually invented. Did okay then, and then when compounds came out, I switched to those and did fine. But in the last 6 or 7 years, I've been shooting a recurve again because it really does get me close to the animal. My shots are under 20 yards, and so I need an animal to be very close, and so it's to me it adds to the challenge and the satisfaction of being very close to an animal, and being able to observe a lot of different animals before I have an opportunity to shoot one.
What does a bow hunter do if they wound but don't kill the deer?
Well, one of the things that an arrow does, a sharp broadhead does, is it causes blood loss. And if that's the only way it causes the deer to die. And so generally, if you do shoot a deer and it leaves a blood trail, you can recover the deer. If you don't create enough blood loss, although the deer may bleed for a little bit, it usually doesn't leave enough of a blood trail and generally recovers. So it's been shown through many studies that it is a very effective and clean and humane way to harvest a deer.
Crossbow hunting season goes on at the same time as bow hunting, and crossbow hunters have harvested more antler deer than bow hunters for the last 5 years. Should crossbows have a separate, shorter season from bow hunting?
Well, that's been a matter of discussion for actually since 2013, when the law was passed. Our position is that we have no problems with crossbows. They are a viable weapon, and they like bow hunters are trying to establish their season and find a viable season for their weapon. As far as the length of the season, one of the things that history has shown is that bow hunters in their season that runs from mid-September to the end of the year, and gun hunters who basically have the 90 season in November have a success rate on bucks that's almost identical from year to year. And so one of the problems with crossbows is they are much more effective and longer range weapon. And their success over these last 5 years has been, in most cases, more than double that of either gun hunters or bow hunters. So the concern is that that season should be adjusted somehow to provide the same kind of success rate that both bow hunters and gun hunters also enjoy.
A technicality here, do they require separate licenses through the DNR?
Yes.
Okay.
The bow hunting license or the crossbow hunting license has a set fee, and then to get the other license, if you want to hunt with both, is an additional $3.
What is the tax? You just mentioned distance. Crossbow. You don't have to get as close. What is the tactical difference between hunting with a crossbow versus a bow and arrow?
Well, hunting with a bow and arrow involves being able to pull the bow back with your own strength, and being able to hold it out at arm's length steady and make an accurate shot. Crossbows are generally drawn with a mechanical device, so they can store much more power, and they can be rested, and so it's a matter of basically just pulling the trigger like a firearm to release their bolt. So from just a mechanical standpoint, that's the big difference. And really, it relates to range and accuracy more than anything.
Mike Brust with us, a leader with the Wisconsin Bow Hunters Association, a hunter for more than 50 years, advocating for the sport, the association, a voice on DNR wildlife management committees. Join in on crossbow and bow questions. What you want to know about hunting with arrows, taking deer, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Archery season is underway in Wisconsin, runs through January 8th. We're getting perspective on how to advance the sport of hunting with a bow and arrow. Join in on archery and crossbow deer season, this first opportunity to pursue deer this fall. The gear, the bow, the case, release, arrows, what you've experienced. 800-642-1234. Mike Brust is Wausau Director of the Wisconsin Bow Hunters Association and stays with us. Let's bring on a call. Jim is joining us from Baldwin. Jim, what would you like to share?
Oh, you were talking about length of season and, everybody getting a fair shake at it, but there's so many deer in Wisconsin. In the last year and a half, I killed one with a vehicle and had my car dented and had injured deer run off on two other occasions. And I'm a hunter, but actually I've been picking up roadkill deer because it's quicker and easier for me to do that. You call the sheriff's department and they'll notify you if there's a fresh roadkill. But I'm thinking about going out and shooting a lot of deer this year just because it's a lot more humane for them to die by a bullet or archery than being hit by vehicles. And it would also help reduce CWD and increase the health of the deer herd not to have such a large deer herd in the state.
Jim, thank you for that perspective. Mike, and we haven't talked yet about chronic wasting disease, but go ahead on what Jim is observing.
Well, Jim, one of the things that I think is important to note is that in obviously in your area there are a lot of deer. Unfortunately, in other parts of the state there are very few deer. So one of the challenges for the department is to be able to kind of regulate the herd so that it's not excessive in certain areas, and that's a challenge. And so there are different things they do to promote that, issuing more antlerless permits in those areas and things like that. I've lived in Wisconsin my whole life and have actually never hit a deer with my vehicle. But again, I live up north where we don't have as many deer.
What about CWD? The DNR saying nearly all counties in the state are affected. How does chronic wasting disease affect where people hunt?
Well, one of the things that happened when it was first discovered is a lot of hunters became very concerned that it was something that could be transmitted to humans, and hunting, the hunting license sales dropped pretty considerably early in the 2000s. It has since been shown that it can't be transmitted to humans, or it never has been. But as far as the population of deer Yeah, there are some places in the state, primarily down in, say, the Richland County area, where there's a high concentration of CWD. It has affected the population somewhat, but the population, even in those areas, is still okay. But yeah, it is a concern. It is something that we as hunters are very concerned about, because we hate to see any animal suffer, and CWD is a terrible way for an animal to die.
Jim, thank you for the call. Katie now in Eau Claire. Katie, hi.
Good morning. I am I guess I would call myself still a novice, even though I've been hunting for like 6 to 8 years at this point. But I wanted to comment that I oftentimes fill my tags because I'm able to contact local butchers where I live in Eau Claire and have the deer butchered and donated to various food pantries around our city. And I'm wondering if there are other communities that allow that to happen and how that information can get disseminated to different hunters.
Oh, Katie, thank you so much. Mike, is there any information there?
Excellent question, excellent point. I actually process my own deer, and we consume them just in our family, but there are, and I wish I knew the exact name of the program, but the DNR helps facilitate that throughout the state. So if you do have a situation where you are able to donate a deer, contact the Department of Natural Resources. There is a program, and I don't know the name of it offhand, where that is an option for you. And it's a great option. It really helps those that really need extra protein.
It's called Wisconsin's Deer Donation Program, and I just Googled it. But yes, if you Google DNR Deer Donation Program, it should come up. Katie, thank you for that. Let's go to Carl now in Cecil. Carl, hi.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to know if I read articles where you're able to get a dog that tracks wounded deer, and their success rate is like 95-97%. They smell, they go by scent and not by blood. A lot of times when you hit a deer, you can't, the blood trail quits and you can't find the deer. Is there hounds or available or a place available in Wisconsin where you can call and possibly get a dog that tracks wounded deer, and if there's a charge for it?
Carl, thank you. Mike?
Another great question. And Kate, if you're able to Google this, I think it's called Wisconsin Blood Trackers, and there is a whole network of people who have tracking dogs and that are able to help recover deer that can't be recovered by following a blood trail. And yes, it is quite successful, but there are, like you say, a whole network of these people throughout the state, and I think it's through a website called Wisconsin Blood Trackers.
Yes, United Blood Trackers, Wisconsin United Blood Trackers.
And another great service. Some of them charge, you know, for their time and their gas. Others do it just to help people out. But there's usually one within, you know, 50 miles of wherever you're hunting. So certainly, if you can't recover your deer by following the blood trail, contact, you know, the closest one, or, you know, one or two, to find out if they can come and help. Usually, even if it's the next morning, they can help recover the deer. And again, sometimes the deer isn't fatally wounded, and they wouldn't recover it. But in most cases, if it is fatally wounded, they will be able to recover it.
Carl, thanks for that. As we talk with Mike Brust, WASA Director of the Wisconsin Bowhunters Association. Chuck now in Plainfield with a question. Chuck, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Kate and Mike. I was wondering if they have any other game that you're allowed to hunt with bull in Wisconsin that requires special license or anything?
I can answer that. The special license requirements are for animals like deer, bear, bobcat, pretty much any game that you can harvest with a firearm other than certain trapped animals, you can also hunt with a bow. Animals like fishers and beaver and things like that that can only be trapped can't be harvested with either a bow or a gun, but pretty much anything you can harvest with a firearm, you can also harvest with a bow.
You had said in your elk season report here that history was made in this upcoming elk season since Wisconsin Bow Hunters Association, a member, has drawn an elk harvest permit. What are challenges with hunting larger game with a bow?
Very similar to deer hunting or any other hunting. I've hunted elk with a bow out west, and again, it's just a point of making an accurate shot.
How do you like to fix your venison?
We particularly like the tenderloins and the back straps, but pretty much do a lot of roasts, ground meat, and unfortunately, when our kids were younger, we could go through four deer a year. Now it's just myself and my wife, and we pretty much consume just the two deer a year. And at this point in time, I'm ready to shoot another one because we're out of meat.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Mike Brust is WASA director for the Wisconsin Bow Hunters Association. Just ahead, it's a book conversation discussing the female body and organ systems beyond reproduction. The book is called Vagina Obscura. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.